Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, there's been a question that's been in the back of my mind that I think it's time for me to finally answer. Now, that question was put to me by Red Pill Dragon. And essentially, he asked, how much would I estimate a man would save in a year by taking the doll option? Well, let's go ahead and see if I can put some numbers together to give you guys a rough estimate. Now, the time frame is a year. Okay, cool. We can work with that. Now, before I start down this rabbit hole, if you're not willing to admit that sex with the modern woman does not come with a price, then guess what? This video is not for you. We already know that there is no such thing as free sex, especially in this day and age. Every woman sets a price. Now, when it comes to the quote unquote free woman, she'll never tell you her price. Why? Because it changes per man and it never goes down. So let's go ahead and start off with our guy, John. John decides, you know what? I've taken the red pill. I accept female nature. I accept the fact that if I want sex from a woman, the best way and most direct way and the easiest way is just to trade the one resource that I actually can make back, money. So John does his homework. He says, nope, I'm not going to deal with streetwalkers because of the danger factor. I'm not going to deal with sugar babies because of the price for actually accessing the websites for sugar babies. And that's still not a guarantee. So John has to find a middle ground. The middle ground that he chooses is none other than the Asian massage parlor. That's the middle ground he chooses, because he knows if he goes there, then guess what? His success rate will be 100%. So John starts off the year. He says, you know what? I'm going to pick this particular parlor. Why? It's closer to my home and it just seems not so sketchy. So John goes in, checks it out. He only does $40 massages. Why? Because he wants to build up his rapport with the mama-san. And he wants her to make sure and feel that he's not Leo. So the first of the month, you know, he goes in, standards, sets everything up. By the middle of the month, everybody's comfortable. The mama-san's comfortable. She's good with him. He's good with the mama-san. So guess what? Now, full service is on the menu. Now, you can adjust for your state, your area, but I'm going to use California prices. So, later on in the month, John decides to go full service. $40 for the initial pay and $160 for the rest of the service, i.e., cheeks are getting clapped. So, we've established $200 a month. John does this for 1 year. What does that equate to? $2,400 for 1 year, various women at the massage parlor, cheeks clapped. So, John decides, you know what? I think now I'm going to try the doll option. So, as usual, January, John does his research. He says, there's so many different doll vendors. And since it's New Year's, a lot of vendors are offering special pricing with extras. So, since John has developed a taste for Asian women over the last year, he decides to go with an Asian doll. Now, the first big choice he's got to make, is it going to be silicone or TPE? Now, of course, we're using the law of averages here, so he goes with a TPE doll. Now, the second big choice he's got to make, is he going to go with a pre-configured doll, or is he going to customize it to his specific tastes? So, obviously, John decides, you know what? I'm going to make a custom doll specifically for me. So he goes to certain websites and he gets the building. He wants it to be standard height, 5'2". You know, so far as the vagina, he gets it to be removable. Why? Because he wants to be able to use different inserts. Of course, the busts, he gets gel-filled busts for more of a realistic feeling. Basically, he creates his own perfect doll for him. Now, John could go ahead and pay outright the full price, which for the particular doll that he wanted, it comes out to roughly, let's just say, $1,800. Now, the doll comes with extras such as an extra head, extra eyes, extra wig. Now, all of this is free. So, John, he decides to go with the pay per month option. Yes, you can buy your doll and pay for it in installments. So, his price comes out to $160 a month. So, he's already saving. So, he gets his doll. And he's like, wow, I really like this. And as an added bonus, he gets the hymen inserts. Yes, gentlemen, doll technology has gotten so good that you can actually get an insertable hymen for your doll. Man, I tell you, the doll market is on fire. So, John gets his doll. He does the initial cleaning. He does the initial outfitting and everything. Now, let's do a quick calculation, shall we? John decides to smash his doll 12 times in 1 month. 12 times 200, the price that he paid for the massage parlor. Guess what? Once again, that's $2,400. Now, let's multiply that by 12, shall we? Now, what do we get? $28,800. Now, of course, that number can fluctuate. Some months, he can go less. Some months, he can go more. Now, John, of course, is a single man, so he doesn't have to worry about potentially family or anything like that. However, John has said, you know what? Honestly, I don't care if my parents come and find that I do have a doll. Why? Because my happiness is paramount. And the fact that he's saving a whole lot more money. Gentlemen, what more can I say? Simple numbers. Now, in regards to younger men, my advice to you would be this. Get a doll, wait it out, stack your money, and if you want to deal with women later on down the line, guess what? You're in a better position to do so. Remember, he who has the gold makes the rules. And yeah, all of this psychobabble that modern women love to talk about in regards to, oh my God, you know, these young women don't want these old men. We know that that's a load of crap. That's nothing more than gaslighting. Period. Point blank. But in regards to how much a man can save by switching, or should I say, taking the doll option? Well, once again, you can adjust the cost for a massage parlor or a Renegade or a Sugar Baby to your specific state and your specific area. And then just simply multiply it by 12. There you go. That's how much a man can save by taking the doll option. Now, we know, once again, I'm going to reiterate this. There is no such thing as free sexual access to modern women. You will pay a price. You will exchange a resource. Money, energy, attention, time. You're going to trade one of them. So if you're going to trade one, at least trade the one that you can make back, which is money. Hey, it is what it is. This is the new environment that women have set up. And you wonder why so many women are running around miserable and why so many men are not being able to have sex to begin with. So yeah, if you're a young man and you're already not having sex, listen, a doll would be a great option. That way you can get the poison out, you can focus more on what you want to do in life, and that way, later on in life, it'll be better. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And Red Pill Dragon, if you find this video, I hope I was able to answer your question. But yeah, ladies, the power for a lot of you is getting ready to go out. Feminism for you is about to go out right along with it. Why? Because more and more men have more and more options available that they can explore. Some men are going to get their passport and go to women overseas. Hopefully, they won't bring them back to the States. Some men are just going to get themselves a doll and wait it out. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.